doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. The truth is if we want to be a prosperous, successful Christian, we need to be all in. And this passage describes what it looks like for a Christian to be all in for Jesus. Let's pray and ask God to help us, and then we'll get into the message. Lord, I do thank you for each one that has come here this evening. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless our time. And Lord, would you bless these short thoughts here and speak to each heart. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing is, when we think about being all in, we need to recognize that every aspect of our life needs to be thought about when we're thinking about our Christian life. In verse number 12, Paul, he's talking to Timothy, and he says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers." Let's stop right there. See, Timothy was supposed to be an example of a believer. You say, well, what is a believer? A believer is someone who has trusted Jesus Christ or depended upon Jesus Christ to forgive their sins and to take them to heaven. They believe or rely, depend upon Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're trusting His death, burial, and resurrection as the only payment on the for their sins. And one of the things that we think about when we think about a believer, a Christian, is that we, even if you're not a Christian, there's a measure where we expect Christians to live a certain way. You know what? Even if you have no idea what it's supposed to look like, you expect, yeah, a Christian should be different than other people. But that was the case in Paul, and he wanted Timothy, his protege, as it were, to be an example of what a believer should look like. And he gives a list. He talks about an example in his words, what he says, in his conversation, that is his manner of life, in charity, that's of love. He is to be an example of love, in his spirit, in faith, in purity. All these different areas of his life, Timothy was to be an example of a believer. And one of the things that we need to recognize is that God wants all of our life to be dedicated to Him. And so many times we have a tendency to just sort of relegate God to one particular thing. Maybe it's a particular event. Maybe it's a service, Sunday service. Maybe it's something like this, and we think, well, this is my dedication to God. But God, He doesn't just, you know, think about us at, you know, for short periods of time. He doesn't care for us for one day out of the week. He thinks about us all the time. He's considerate of us. And you know what? Just as much as He cares for us, we ought to think of Him. What does He want throughout our life and in every area? Not only that, then we have to ask ourselves, well, how is it then if a person is supposed to be all in, how do I do that? Well, the next verse here, verse 13, gives some examples and some ideas. He says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. You say, what is that? That was an early church service. Those are three elements. What they would do is they would, when those early church people, when Paul would go to a church, they would start out by reading the scriptures, and then after they read, they would explain it and teach it so people understood it, and then they would exhort people to follow it and to do it. And you know, one of the reasons you say, why should I come to a church or something like that? It's an opportunity to hear the Word of God, to understand it, and then to follow it, to obey it. One of the ways we can be all in is by coming to hear the Word of God and obeying it. Another way that we can be all in is by recognizing that God has a special gifting, a help, strength, power that He gives to every believer. In verse 14 it says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Say, what does that mean? Well, Timothy, as a young preacher, he had a gift, an ability to speak and to share God's word with people. And so what Paul is saying is, you know what, don't take that lightly, Timothy. God's given you a gift. You need to use that to minister to others and to encourage other people. And you know what, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have gifts. Things that God has given to us that He wants us to use for others' benefits. But that's going to take us being willing to, you know, where we get to the point where we say, okay, I'm not going to just ignore what God has given me. I'm going to let Him use those things, those abilities that He's given. You know, one of the things when I was thinking about this, I really enjoy coffee. That's one of my, you know, things that I enjoy a lot. And every so often, you know, I like to get a Starbucks latte or something like that. And if you know something about a Starbucks latte, you know that, you know, you probably need to mortgage your house to buy one, or, you know, $5-6, you know, they get more expensive. Well, I'll get, you know, every so often I'll do it and I'll buy one of those and I'll be drinking that. And then I'll put it on the counter on my dresser, and I'll come back the next day or something like that, and I'll go to throw the cup away, and I'll lift it, and I'll be like, oh man, there was still something left over. You know, there's probably $3 still there. That's terrible. That's just a waste. You know what happened? I neglected it. I left it. How many times do we have gifts, have abilities, have words where we could encourage somebody else and be a blessing to somebody else, but we just neglect to use it? Somebody might have benefited from it. And you know, chances are we probably would have benefited in the process. So one of the things that we need to do, is, if we're going to be all in for Jesus Christ, is not to neglect the gifts that God has given us. But not only that, in verse 15, it says, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. He says, meditate upon these things. That is, this whole letter that he's giving to Timothy, he's like, think about this, Timothy. Don't forget what you've been taught. Listen to it. Remember it. Assimilate it. Many times we have a tendency to listen and forget. One ear, out the other. And you know what? At all stages of our life, we get that way. And so many times we look back and we regret and we wish, oh, I wish I would have paid attention. I really needed that particular knowledge or that advice at this time. We shouldn't ignore what God has given to us. We should think about them. But not just think about it. He says, give thyself wholly to them. Really, the thrust of this message comes from that phrase. That word, that phrase that's translated, give thyself wholly to them, it's actually like one word in the Greek from which it's translated. It literally means just be it. It's the idea of just be all of it. Don't just meditate upon it. Don't just think about it, but be it. Christians, we need to be what we're taught. How many times have you either heard someone or even yourself thought in your own mind that, you know, you see a Christian who is not doing what they should do, and it hurts their testimony? And we say, oh, they're a hypocrite. And sometimes we, unfortunately, are the people that we look at and we're like, yeah, you know what, that might be me. I'm the one who's being a hypocrite in this situation. And it hurts our cause. It hurts our message. It hurts our testimony. You know, it's not just enough for us to look good on the outside. We have to really be genuine, be sincere. That's the idea of when you're all in, you give yourself to it. And the question I ask is, how are you all in? Understand this evening, I'm speaking to many people who have much more life experience than I do. You've maybe heard the Word of God preached in various contexts for many years. But how much have you embraced it? You know, I saw in my young years to embrace as much as I can of what God has taught me, and it has truly transformed my life. From being a young person who grew up in church, I'm not like many who turned away from God. And that's not to say that I'm some great person. I say that because I wanted to embrace what God gave me. And it changed my life. Many times there are people that will say, well, you know, Jesus, he didn't really do much for me. It didn't make much of a difference. But then you ask them, well, did you embrace what you were given? And many times you find that there was a point along the way where they started saying, I just didn't think it was important anymore. They weren't all in. Friends, if we want to benefit from what God has given to us, we need to come to a point where we embrace it, where we go all in and say, okay, I'm going to not only just know all these things, I'm going to be it. And you say, well, what's the results? Why should I be all in? Well, he says first in that verse 15, it says that thy profiting may appear to all. You know what? It is evident when you walk with God that your life is different. There is a measure where I'm sure that you folks can see people who know Jesus and walk with him. Even if you don't like what they do, there's a part of you that's like, man, there's something good about that. I wish I had that. I worked as an electrician. I've done that now for 12 years. Before I went to college, I got my training for that. And I worked with a lot of guys who'd ridicule me and, give me a hard time. But, those guys now, they look and they can see, I don't have the broken relationships that a lot of them have. I don't have so many scars. They see there's something different. It's valuable. Your profit does appear when you go all in for Christ. He says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Two reasons why we should go all in. Number one, it saves ourselves. I was talking with Brother Holloway just before we started, and he was mentioning an opportunity potentially about trying to share some of the addictions, outreach, things in the school, the potential that might have, and trying to help teenagers avoid those things. And, his sentiment was just, well, if we can help them to avoid it in their teen years, where they're avoiding so much problem and trouble down the road. They're saving themselves. And when we take heed to what God has taught us, when we embrace His truth and embrace His Word, and we say, it's not just going to be something I know, but it's something that I live, that I believe, it delivers us from so many problems. It's not that we don't have problems, but we can go through them with victory, with strength, with peace. But not only do we save ourselves, but he also says, and them that hear thee. Do you never notice that there's people who are hurting? I'm sure all around Kindersley, behind those faces that we walk by, if you were to knock on the door of their hearts and say, hey, how's it really going on inside? They'd say, it's pretty rough right now. Families are falling apart, marriages, financial issues, moral issues, regrets, lies that have not been dealt with, so many things. When we experience God's deliverance in our lives, we're able to be like, hey, I've got a help for you. I think I could help you. I think I could encourage you. But all of that comes if we are all in. So my challenge simply to you as a Christian is to be all in. To embrace it. Don't just go, don't just go half-hearted. Sometimes I think as we can get to that point where we think, I've done enough of that in my life. Don't draw back. Be all in. The first thing, Ashley said, that came into my head was red. So I just pushed all my chips forward. The ball sort of bobbled around and then landed in what I thought was red. But it disappeared slightly from view. I looked around, and as the wheel spun back into view, there it was, resting in number 7, red. Ashley Revel won. He won 153,680 pounds as a result. Of that spin, Ashley says, it was the most amazing moment of my life. It is a cliche, but time did stand still. It was just complete calm because I had done all the hard work. Everything had all been sold. I had no possessions. I had decided whether to go red or black. There were no more decisions to make. It was a complete feeling of freedom. For Ashley Revel to go all in was absolutely foolish. Because imagine if he had lost. He would have had nothing. You know what? So many people in this world go all in on the wrong thing. That's what Ashley did. And they think that because they've cheated it once, that it'll keep working. But you know what? If you go all in for Jesus Christ, you cannot lose. It is actually no gamble at all. God guarantees that things will work out. He will reward that. And so my challenge to you again, don't be like Ashley Revel. Whether it worked out for him or not. Don't be like him and go all in on the wrong thing. Rather, go all in for Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you again for just the attentiveness of each one here. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us all to be all in for Jesus Christ. With heads bowed, eyes closed, quickly ask two questions and we'll be done. Number one, how many of you say, Brother Alex, as you're speaking there, I realize that there is some area of my life where I need to go all in for Jesus Christ, that I've been neglecting or something I need to do, and God spoke to my heart, and I'm going to obey Him about that area. If that's you, would you just raise your hand? If anyone like that, yes, yes. A few folks, different ones, amen. You may put your hands down. And second question quickly is this. How many of you might say, Brother Alex, as you were speaking there, I started thinking, I don't know that I'm really a believer. I don't know for sure that I'm on my way to heaven, that my sins are forgiven, that I've trusted Jesus Christ, and I'm concerned about that. And I'd appreciate if you'd pray for me. Is there anyone like that here this evening? Anyone like that at all? Okay. Lord, I do pray for these that you spoke to tonight. Lord, I pray you'd help them to obey you in whatever area they need to go all in for you. And Lord, I pray that we would be able to realize that you do give victory and that Lord, there is great profit in following and serving you. And so, Lord, I pray you just bless this time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alright, going to have the guys come one more time. We're going to sing one more song before the service is done. Revive Us Again. That's not it, it's a different one.
Praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now God above. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! Find the glory! Revive us again! All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Revive us again, fill each heart with Thy love, may each soul be rekindled.